Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Monday, the 24th of November. Over the weekend, the lower house of the French National Assembly rejected the revenue part of the government budget plan. The budget heads to the Senate for discussion without any amendments being attached. The impact of this for financial markets is likely to be minimal. It's just another step in the somewhat complicated budget process when the government lacks a majority in the Fifth Republic. Investors who care about such things should also realise that this is a process that will drag on a while longer, and there's unlikely to be any reaction to the latest rather small step. The G20 summit that just concluded in South Africa will, of course, have contributed to the French government budget deficit, and the deficits indeed of other attending nations, by spending taxpayers' money to fly officials around the world for what could be achieved with a simple combination of a Zoom call and judicious use of Photoshop. It's hard to claim that the G20 has ever been useful, and the worthy sentiments about minimum tax regimes and multilateral cooperation in this week's statement have not done anything to change the perception that these summits are little more than a taxpayer-financed weekend mini-break for, no doubt, hard-working politicians. In a world of rising economic nationalism and, more broadly, prejudice politics, statements supporting multilateralism are all very well. The problem is that politicians so often have an incentive to pursue prejudice, and economic nationalism is one of the easiest routes to take. Fighting back against prejudice can take place, but it's more likely to be economic self-interest that brings this about. Prejudice is particularly negative for economic growth in the current period of structural change. The Germans are issuing the Ifo Business Sentiment Opinion Poll for November. It would be nice to be able to believe in such things as sentiment surveys, but sadly, that naive innocence, once lost, can never be regained. ECB President Lagarde is speaking. This is hardly unusual, but on this occasion, Lagarde is speaking at an artificial intelligence conference. That's mildly interesting. European companies have seemed less inclined to use AI as a convenient excuse for chief executive officers' past errors. There's been far less talk of having to fire workers that were originally overhired in a wave of excessive enthusiasm because AI made me do it. The US Dallas Fed Manufacturing Sentiment Poll is due for release, and of course, this survey includes the always hilarious comments section, where respondents reveal the depth of political polarization, or alternatively, the hallucinogenic qualities associated with watching partisan cable news networks. The Fed will be revising industrial production data for the last year, which is not, of itself, market moving, but it is a reminder of the declining accuracy of economic data in real time and the necessity of having to revise for years after a data point has been released. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.